Greetings, greetings, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and the date of today's recording is September the 19th, 2010. And you are listening to the Mind of God program on thinkaboutit.org. And on the Mind of God program, we seek and endeavor to think with the mind of God, the mind of Christ. We seek to climb up into the mind of God so that we may navigate and make our way in this time of Babylon, in this time of the wicked rulership of the ruling class and ruling families of this wicked world order. We are endeavoring to organize for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God right here, right now, on this earth. And we are willing to ally ourselves with any political organization and any religious organization that is about truth, justice, and righteousness. The kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Our beautiful sister Venice is our producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, the coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org. And you may contact me by emailing yahlove, Y-A-H-L-O-V-E, yahlove at comcast.net. And before we officially get started, let us, as African people, pause and give thanks and praises unto the Most High. So, as Africans, houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty, we say praises are due unto the Most High Father and the Most High Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, Father is referred to as Abba. In Egypt, the Father is known as Amen. In the African Arabic language, Father is known as Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. And in the Native American tradition, our wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers in the Native American tradition refer to the Father as the Great and the Grand Father. Also, as African people, houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty, we give praises to our beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She, Mother Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. In the African Hebrew language, in your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary on the Hebrew side, that word wisdom in the Hebrew is chokmah. And that is a feminine word denoting a living feminine entity. In this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your and my mother, our mother as well, as she conceived the whole of the human family. In the African Hebrew language, her name and title, Mother Holy Spirit, it are Ruach HaKadosh. The word Ruach, an African Hebrew word, found under the number 7307 on your Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is feminine again, denoting a living feminine entity. in this case, Mother Holy Spirit, in the African Arabic language. Her name is Illa, spelled I-L-L-A-H. And our wonderful and beautiful sisters and brothers of the Islamic religion say Ashadu, Illa, Illa, Ha'il, Allah. And you hear Illa? That word Illa is also feminine in the Hebrew language. That word Illa is Hebrew and Arabic. In both languages, she is feminine. So we see Mother Illa and Father Allah together, giving birth to the human family, the universe, and the whole of creation out of profound love. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit is known as Amenet, and the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the great and the grand mother. So, sisters and brothers, I greet you in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African Hebrew Revolutionary Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say Jah, Rastafari I, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested in all of our personalities, thereby making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ. Because we are all divine manifestations of divinity, living in this divine physical realm, on this divine earth, in divine flesh, all in fulfillment of the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that Christ would manifest in the last days in the personality of those who have understood the message of Mayat, freedom, justice, and equality, and would rise up and do the work of Jesus, justice, Christ, the anointed crusher of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So we give thanks and praises for such understanding. And so today, we are yet in the book of Revelation, which is salvation for the oppressed and warning to the oppressor. We're going to go into the book of Revelation. We're going to look at some current affairs. And then we're going to return to the book of Revelation again and see the vision of the African revolutionary apostle John, his vision of Jesus Christ as being symbolic of the black man and woman of the West. So the book of Revelation is redemption for the oppressed and warning to the oppressor. The book of Revelation, according to our brother, and he is right, Ashra Kwesi, in Africa, in Egypt, we taught Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. The book of Revelation teaches Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us, and he said it correctly, that Jesus is justice, and that Christ is the anointed crusher, come to crush the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the oppressor. This is code language, the book of Revelation. Code language for the slave, for the oppressed, for the poor, the afflicted, and the needy, that we may organize to defeat the oppressor. It is code language. The oppressor does not understand. The slave master does not understand. But we, the oppressed, the poor, the afflicted, and the needy, the message of Revelation coming from the African apostle, John, giving us the revelation of Jesus Christ, comes to us that we may understand how to overthrow the oppressor. We are living in Rome, Britain, and the American Mystery Babylon system. This is the African science of revolution and the revelation of Jesus Christ. That word revelation in the Greek is where we get our word in the English apocalypse or apocalyptic, and it has to do with laying bare the truth, uncovering falsehood, and revealing the truth in a no good, rotten, wicked system. And so with that in mind, looking at the world with the mind of God and the mind of Christ and the revelation of Jesus Christ, let us take a quick look at a few current affairs. Now, the first current affair I want to deal with for a few minutes concerns a statement made by Newt Gingrich. And these are headlines that I'm reading from. And I take most of my headlines from Democracy Now! Before Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! Gets into her main program, her main part of the program issue, she gives a group of headlines from around the world. So I find it very helpful to go into some of the headlines, because these are things that the main media will not tell us. But Newt Gingrich stated that Obama, Barack Obama, President of the United States of North America, Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House during the Clinton years, stated that Obama has a Kenyan anti-colonial worldview. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich has accused President Obama of being a con man who has a Kenyan anti-colonial worldview. Gingrich made the comment in an interview with the National Review. Gingrich made the comment as he was praising a recent cover story in Forbes magazine that claimed Obama has adopted the anti-colonial ideology of his father, who was born in Kenya. Now, this is very interesting because it really shows the hypocrisy of America, the hypocrisy of those in power, of those who yet want to be in power. And at this point, let me pause and say that you are listening to Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. You are on thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. The date of this recording is September the 19th, 2010. We organize for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. My beautiful sister Bernice is our producer, helper, engineer, and coordinator of this website, thinkaboutit.org. You may contact me by emailing yahlove, Y-A-H-L-O-V-E, yahlove at comcast.net. So Newt Gingrich is really showing us what he and those in the ruling class and families are afraid of. Obama, it is feared by those in the ruling class and families that Obama, having attended the church of Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Now, Reverend Jeremiah Wright is an anti-colonialist. They're afraid that Obama would exhibit the teachings of Reverend Jeremiah Wright. The home of Obama in Chicago is right next to Minister Louis Farrakhan. Minister Louis Farrakhan is an anti-colonialist. And so they are showing us that they are not satisfied with the fact that Obama is doing the bidding of the ruling class. Now, what we must understand is that the ruling class and families control both parties, Republican and Democrat. The end game is to destroy the human family and steal the land, wealth, and resources. That's the end game. But the Republican side has a different, they have a different strategy, but the same end game is destroy the human family. Take land, wealth, and resources. The Democratic Party, the Democratic side, the end game is the same. Destroy the human family, but do it with a smile. Give a little piecemeal type position to a few people and cause the people to think that we are all getting into the so-called middle class. Cause us to forget that America is yet an empire. In this age of Obama, America is yet an empire and is yet all over the earth killing the human family and stealing land, wealth, and resources. But Newt Gingrich is coming from the Republican side. He hates Democrats. And he is being used by the ruling class to cause us to think that the Republicans are different from the Democrats. But my brother minister and ancestor minister Malcolm X said that the Republicans are wolves, the Democrats are foxes, and we are the sheep. And either way you cut it, foxes and wolves eat the sheep, but foxes show you their wolves show you their fangs. Foxes smile at you, but in the end, you're dead, and the foxes and the wolves are full. Now, Gingrich mentions Kenya. You recall that Minister Malcolm X preached about the Mau Mau and talked about how the nations in Africa and the people in Africa were rising up and overthrowing the wicked, no good, rotten colonialist system. And that we inside of America as black, brown, red, and yellow, and even poor white must unite with this move overseas to overthrow colonialism. And you'll recall that even our brother and ancestor, Dr. King, said in many of his speeches that there was a revolutionary move going on in the world. And Dr. King told us that we should not be found on the wrong side of the world revolution. This revolution that was taking steam and overthrowing colonialism, overthrowing this wicked system of Rome, Britain, and America, the Babylon system. So Newt Gingrich is showing us that he's afraid that we will catch hold to that Kenyan anti-colonialist worldview and see that there is yet a worldwide revolution going on, and that we inside of America must hook on and latch on to this worldwide revolution and anti-colonialist worldview and overthrow in the last days this system of Babylon. Overthrow in the last days the ruling class and ruling families, that we are destined to exhibit the spirit of the Messiah, the spirit of Christ, the spirit of Jesus, justice, and the anointed crusher of the wicked. And it is prophesied that we in the last days would overthrow this wicked system. This is what Gingrich is afraid of. The ruling class know who you are. The ruling class and families of America, Europe, and Israel know your identity, black man and woman of America, of the Americas, of the Western Hemisphere, who was stolen from Africa. They know that it is our rendezvous with destiny, to realize that we are the true African Hebrew Israelite nation, and that we will rise up and overthrow the wicked rule of the wicked ruling class. But what we're going to have to do is realize that both parties are controlled by the same wicked demons and devils. And Obama is yet killing, using America's military to kill in Iraq, to kill in Afghanistan. The CIA, the mercenaries, and the special ops in Yemen, in Somalia, in the Congo, killing night and day to turn the land, the wealth, and the resources over to the multinational resource corporations. So we see that Gingrich and the rulership of America are hypocritical. And we're going to rise above both parties and not allow them to use our brother Obama to cause us not to join this worldwide revolution. We say to Obama, go back to Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Go to Minister Louis Farrakhan. Go to my brother Chairman Omalley Eshetella and learn how to tell the people and organize the people to stand up against colonialism. Some other news. Poverty rate sharply rises in the United States. A new census data is expected to show the number of Americans living in poverty has soared this year. It is estimated that 1 in 7 Americans live in poverty in 2009. The highest levels since the 60s. Sisters and brothers, this system thrives on impoverishment. We don't say just poverty, but impoverishment means that there is a wicked one that has taken your stuff from you, has caused you to live in poverty, has impoverished you, has implemented a system that would relegate you to the status of one that is impoverished. But the wages of Americans have stagnated since the 70s, and that wealth that would have come to some of those that had jobs has remained in the hands of the CEOs of the multinational corporations. They have taken our jobs from the citizens of America, taking them overseas to take advantage of slave and low-wage labor. This has caused poverty and impoverishment inside of America and outside of America. And the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, the Quran from the first to the last chapter, tells us to rise up and overthrow this no good, rotten, wicked system, to understand the reality of what is occurring. Another headline, Israeli shelling kills 3 Palestinians in Gaza. While there are supposed to be peace talks concerning peace between Palestine and Israel, Israel is killing and shelling Palestinians in Gaza. It is all hypocrisy. Prime Minister Netanyahu said the Israeli moratorium on new settlements in the West Bank would not stay in place after it expires later this month. So he's telling you that they're going to resume the settlements and resume stealing, and they have not ceased stealing land from the Palestinians and building new settlements to ultimately drive all Palestinians out of Palestine, those that won't go. Netanyahu and the ruling class and families of Israel are planning to kill them all. This is reality. Go to takingaim.com and listen to Maya Schoen and Ralph Schoeman. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have one of their messages on my own website in the guest speaker section. The Hidden History of Zionism and the Roadmap, something about the roadmap being a dead end, by Maya Schoen and Ralph Schoeman. So we're not fooled. We're using the mind of God to understand the reality of what is going on in this time. 10 killed in U.S. attack in Pakistan. At least 10 people have been killed in a United States airstrike in Pakistan's North Waziristan. It was at least the 10th United States attack in the tribal region this month. This is so wicked because our sisters and brothers in Pakistan have just gone through a flood. A hurricane came through and caused a lot of our sisters and brothers in Pakistan to be in a situation that you don't want to be in. But Obama, supposedly an anti-colonialist, is using United States drones, special forces of the military of the United States, to kill in Pakistan because pipelines and oil and land and wealth and resources destroyed the people, called the Taliban and others who are resisting, call them terrorists, to justify idolatry, which is covetousness, the theft of that which is not yours. And so Obama, doing the bidding of the banks, the bidding of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, he is using America's military to kill in Pakistan. And Gingrich wants to stand up and say he's anti-colonialist? No, Gingrich, you just don't like a black man and you don't like a Democrat in office. But we see through you, Gingrich. We understand and know that Obama is doing the bidding of the wicked ruling class and families. And we're not going to let either party, Democrat or Republican, cause us not to see that this is the reality. And we are going to turn our backs on both parties and rise above both parties and understand that our fight is with the ruling class and families. And we're not going to listen to you all. You all are here to push buttons and divide the people along religious lines and class lines and ethnic lines and the philosophical lines. We're going to see that you and Obama are tools for division. And we're going to unite above both parties and understand that we are going to stand against colonialism, stand against the United States bombing and killing our sisters and brothers in Pakistan. The last issue I want to deal with is the United States agrees. And then we're going to have a break and transition over into the next portion. But the United States agrees to a record $60 billion worth of weapons deal with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, where Mecca is, the holy city of Islam. The Saudi Arabian royal family has agreed to a $60 billion deal to sell advanced military aircraft to Saudi Arabia. This is from the Obama administration. It would be the largest ever single arms deal in United States history. I'm reading a book, I believe it's called The Bush Dynasty, where it talks about how old man Bush, when he was the head of the CIA, helped to raise up the Saudi royal family and keep the Saudi royal family in power by promising to protect them. And the Saudi royal family of Saud, I believe the name of the family is, would invest the oil monies into America to help buttress and hold up the ruling class of America, and that they all would work and organize together, the CIA with the intelligence agencies of Saudi Arabia, with the intelligence agencies of Europe, of Israel, of Egypt. All of them would work together to make sure that the masses would be destroyed and that the wealth would continue to go to the ruling class and families, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. Saudi Arabia, the royal family, are hypocrites using Islam to shield their dirty practices. And we're not going to stand for it. So we're taking our first break. And I will see you on the other side of the break.